Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act. Issue: inaccessible digital interfaces prevent blind individuals from independently and safely operating medical devices that are essential to their daily healthcare needs. Medical devices with a digital interface are becoming more prevalent and less accessible for blind Americans. The rapid proliferation of advanced technology is undeniable. Most new models of medical devices, such as glucose, oxygen, and blood pressure monitors and CPAP machines, along with the emergence of in-home devices that offer medical care options, such as chemotherapy treatments and dialysis, require consumers to interact with digital displays or other interfaces. This new technology is constantly being developed and deployed without non-visual accessibility, which creates a modern-day barrier. The inaccessibility of these medical devices is not a mere inconvenience. When accessibility for blind consumers is omitted from the medical technology landscape, the health, safety, and independence of blind Americans are in imminent danger. According to the Center for Connected Medicine, telehealth currently makes up 20% of all medical visits, and more healthcare providers are looking to expand telemedicine services. According to the Pew Research Center, rural Americans live an average of 10.5 miles from the nearest hospital, and according to the Journal of American Pharmacists Association, across the United States, 8.3% of counties had at least 50% of their residents live greater than 10 miles from the closest pharmacy. As a result of inaccessibility, blind and low-vision Americans are at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to receiving the same virtual healthcare as our sighted counterparts. Non-visual access is achievable, as demonstrated by several mainstream products. Apple has incorporated VoiceOver, a screen reading function, into all of its products, making iPhones, MacBooks, and Mac desktops, and iPads fully accessible to blind people right out of the box. Virtually all ATMs manufactured in the United States are accessible, and every polling place is required to have a non-visually accessible voting machine. Frequently, a simple audio output or tactile feature can make a product accessible at little to no additional cost for manufacturers. Current disability laws have not been able to keep up with advancements due to the expeditious evolution of medical technology and its incorporation into medical devices. Although the Americans with Disabilities Act and other laws require physical accessibility for people with disabilities, e.g. wheelchair ramps, Braille in public buildings, no laws protect a blind consumer's right to access medical devices. The National Council on Disability concluded that accessibility standards lag behind the rapid pace of technology, which can interfere with technology access. This trend of inaccessibility will continue if accessibility solutions are ignored. Only a fraction of medical device manufacturers have incorporated non-visual access standards into their product design, while others continue to resist these solutions. Solution: Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act. Amends the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to require new applications for Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices with a user interface to meet non-visual access standards. Any devices that do not meet the non-visual access standards will be considered adulterated by the Food and Drug Administration. Calls for the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to promulgate non-visual accessibility regulations for Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices. The FDA will consult with stakeholders with disabilities and manufacturers and issue a notice of proposed rulemaking no later than 12 months after the date of enactment of the Act. The FDA will publish the final rule that includes the non-visual accessibility requirements no later than 24 months after the date of enactment of the Act. Requires manufacturers of Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices to make their products non-visually accessible. Manufacturers who submit a new application to the FDA 12 months following the publication of the final rule must demonstrate compliance with the non-visual accessibility standard. Manufacturers may file for an exemption for one of two reasons: clear and convincing evidence that making the medical device non-visually accessible would fundamentally alter the use of the product, or proof that modifying the medical device would create an undue hardship for the company. Goal: end unequal access to medical devices for blind Americans. Co-sponsor the Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act. For more information, contact Justin Young, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2210. Email jyoung, J-Y-O-U-N-G, at nfb.org, or visit www.nfb.org.